filming for the weekend. It's Saturday. It's Trina. It is Ireland's Classic Hits. And Siobhan O'Connor is back from arewenearlytherayet.net. Now, Siobhan, a couple of weeks ago, you were telling us all your tips on getting started in school because your little one, Erin, was starting school for the very first time. And you told us about that gorgeous story as well that would help her out. You've had a fairly dramatic week. And I know that you were saying fair play to all the single parents doing it alone. You don't know how they're doing it.
Well, listen, I mean, by the way, you swear that I was left on a mountain rearing goats for the week on my own, trying to fend for myself in the wild. I mean, I'm living in a lovely house. It was the start of the, you know, school year, the calendar year, as you know, and bringing Erin for her first day. So her daddy wasn't there, which is quite sad, first of all. But it was a really, really exciting week. Now, remember last time we were chatting, I said, Trina, that, you know, one of the top tips I had was not to big it up too much.
Yeah.
Well, I had pretty much done that big mistake. So we got to the bloom, like I did the hair gorgeous, the little plaits, the lunchbox perfected. Little Ayla was like, I'm going to miss you so much. Her sister crying outside the school gates. And Erin just jumped in so excited because I suppose I'd sold it like Disneyland.
Yeah.
All chatting to everyone in the queue. It was all a bit weird with the COVID situation. We all had to wear the masks down with all the mothers like crying outside the gates. But I wasn't crying, by the way. Loads of people were bawling. Loads of grown adults. Is that normal?
Well, I'll tell you a story about that in a second, because only yesterday I consoled a mother outside the creche who was standing there bawling, crying after leaving her little one in. Yeah, so
now
it's
that
emotional.
You're dead right, Tina. That's the most dramatic thing, because I also had to bring Ayla for her first day in creche, or in Montessori this week as well. But on the way out, Erin had this sullen face on her. I said, what's wrong? All the other children got to play in the playground. We didn't. So I felt like, God, am I rearing Veruca Salt out of, you know, Willy Wonka. But the point is, genuinely, I think I'd oversold it. But she was great the next day when she went back in.
Because so you made such a big deal out of school. She was expecting more. It was an anticlimax.
It's going to be like a chocolate factory with, like, you know, Willy Wonkas and unicorns and princesses. But the other one going to Montessori, that was more emotional for me because she's never left our side. Because we've never done creche in our house.
Yeah.
But she skipped it as well. She didn't even say bye. Not even a kiss.
See?
I think the second one is tougher.
That's the heartbreak when they just don't even look behind and they forget that you're even there. Yeah, the heartbreak of it all. But this poor mum was standing outside the creche. She actually stopped me and then I saw she was in tears and I could see that she was quite heavily pregnant. And I thought that she was going to ask me, you know, was it a good creche or something, and maybe she was going to put her unborn baby into that creche. So I thought it was really for a recommendation, but no. So she'd put her older child in for the first time. He'd been at home with her, you know, up until now, but now the new baby was about to be born and obviously she needed the bit of help. Oh, she was devastated. And I was trying to say to her, you know, how amazing it can be for them, and they're mixing with people, you know, kids their own age, and they're doing activities all day long that you would never probably do at home with them.
Exactly.
You'd have them
in
front of the iPad or the telly or whatever.
The iPad, the telly, and, you know, you're trying to do homeschooling, you're trying to work. Well, when my partner left the first day, Trina, I was in such a state trying to do deadlines and everything that I wasn't concentrating, and I knocked into a guy on a bike. Now, he's absolutely perfect, but the point is, us mums rushing around doing everything, we need to slow down. That's what I learned this week, being straight out of slap bang out of that show Motherland. That's what I felt like. It was drama after drama, but, you know, I got through it in the end. But I swear to God, I think, hats off to single moms out there. How do we get so organised? How do they do everything?
Tell me now then, there was more drama during the week in regards to COVID.
Yes. So we settled into school. It was all super. And next of all, they both came back coughing, snotty noses, temperature. So we've just been to one of the test centres to get them tested for COVID. So they've been now off for the last day and a half. As soon as there's a cough, you can't put them in. So I think that there's going to be a lot of parents worried this week about the COVID situation. But just, I mean, once they've got a little sniffle, I think it's going to make it really hard for parents working. Now we're only back a week and suddenly we're back to this. Of course, all the advice is do not go in.
But also for parents, I guess, who may have had their children, you know, with a childminder until they started school. Sure, they've given up the place in the childminder. So if they're out because of, you know, suspected COVID, what are they supposed to do? It's all
really
a juggle, isn't it?
Yeah, dying for it to end at this stage. But look, you know, the school run is certainly, oh my gosh, like I go up in leggings. The amount of moms with the makeup on, fascinating.
Now, I would have thought now you'd be dolled up. No, I thought you'd be dolled up.
What are you talking about? Well, I went back on Wednesday to collect them, and I was heading off to take to Dublin. So I was in a glamorous top, and I had lipstick on, and I got so many looks of people absolutely in shock because I'm usually in the activewear. So I think, you know, I'm one of those activewear moms, but I think over COVID, we've all got used to the activewear, and I don't think there's any getting out of it.
Tell me this much, were you on time for school all week? Because that's your biggest downfall.
Yes, Trina Mara. Trina Mara is my producer extraordinaire from back in the day. He used to get me to events ages early just so I turn up. I was on time every day. In fact, early. What? Early, by 2 minutes. I think I was so panicked that I was actually setting an extra 15 minutes. That's another really good tip for anyone who's late I'm a late person in general. I've started to do things 15 minutes earlier than I ordinarily would, and it's working.
Long may continue. We're a little bit down, so a week and a bit down in school. I know she's been off because of getting the COVID test, but generally, how has it been going? Do you think that she settled in okay?
Yeah, absolutely. I think what's going to be the biggest struggle for most little ones is the discipline. Because, you know, the way we've all been working from home and the madness of it, we tend to duplicate them with the telly, with the odd extra treat. And now suddenly there's a moonshot and there's putting your hand up to go to the letters. So it's all a bit of a newbie type situation. But I say, you know what? Kids are resilient. They'll be grand. And it's such a great break, isn't it, when they go off in the morning?
And tell me this much. Are you like the mammies that are in motherland now? Will you be trying to get on the various committees and...
I'll be trying to find out ways of how you can leave the children at the party and get a couple of hours to go to the hair salon. No, I'm joking. The stressed out nature of the lead character in Motherland, you know, Julie, when she's trying to do it all. That's kind of me, like yourself, Trina, trying to work and trying to do motherhood and everything. So I think, you know what, if Rosanna Davison can do it with the three little tots, we can all do it, can't we?
You know, somehow I find myself talking about Rosanna Davison most weekends in this show. I just think she's the most amazing person ever. How does she do it?
We've met her loads. We've met her loads, Trina, haven't we? Oh,
she's
so down to earth.
Yeah, yeah.
She's the nicest girl in showbiz and the most beautiful personality. And, you know, her dad over the years always made her work hard. You know, he's 30 million in the bank, but Jeffy's like, go out and get a job. You know, they didn't get it all. They got nice holidays and iPads. Just shows you good work ethic, and she's just the best mom ever. I wish it would be more like Rosanna, Trina.
Do you know, how does she not have a triple buggy, though? I see her struggling. She's got the double buggy and then another baby because they're all so young. Well, Is there no such thing as a triple buggy? I'm sure there must be.
I have the double buggy, but there's the boogie board at the back. But I guess maybe Sophia can't go on that yet, or maybe she can.
She's so tiny. She was only less than a year, wasn't she, when the other babies were born?
Yes, she wouldn't be tiny. She wouldn't be stable enough to get on that. You miss the baby days. Oh my God, there's loads of little cute babies outside the school now, and I'm like, oh my God, I'd love another one. My child is going.
Oh, here we go. Number three.
No, Trine. No.
Siobhan, give the L website a plug there.
Thank you so much. We've got lots of info up there on how to deal with moody teenagers going back to school. That's a good one. And also, you know, what to pack a punch for your lunches for your little ones. So do check it out. arewenearlytheryet.net. And Trina, I'll definitely talk to you soon. I love catching up with you, Abigail Blair. I miss you.
See you, love. Talk to you soon. It's Something for the Weekend on Ireland's Classic Hits.